All right, call this meeting to order at 7:03. Can everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Cheryl, can we get a roll call?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Jade?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Rayette?
Here.
Carlene?
Here.
Ellie?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Can we get a list of others in attendance? We'll start, maybe Kirk online. Can you list? Let us know.
Yeah, all the online, the others in attendance are KSCP Radio, Danny and Candace Robb, David Nielsen, Hillary Seifert, Lindsay Pinkelman, Melanie Hadaway, Austin Roof, and Kirk Feldbauer, as well as Cheryl Roof.
Okay. Is, anybody in the district office in person?
Sarah Schaefer.
And Sarah and Jack Walsh.
Okay. Anybody in Accutan on tonight? Nope. Okay. What about anyone else in False Pass, Carlene?
No, Megan couldn't make it either. It's just me and Ellie here.
Okay. Anyone we missed?
Rayette, Paul Barker is also on the list. His name was being blocked by, he's on the line right now, Paul Barker.
Okay.
There's, in King Cove, it's just Kirk and I.
Okay, thank you. I need approval for the agenda.
I'd like to make a motion for approval of the agenda. Harlan here.
I'll second. This is Hillary.
Motion by Harlan, seconded by Hillary. Can I get a roll call, Cheryl?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next is approval of the minutes. We have regular meeting minutes, April 14th, 2022, and special meeting minutes, May 9th, 2022.
So do we got to break those out, or could I just make a motion to approve minutes for both meetings?
I believe we've done them where we've just approved them together. As
okay,
long as I'd there's like, no changes that or yep. that needed to be made.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to for the approval of the minutes of the meetings as presented.
I'll second.
Motion by Harlan, a second by Jade. Can I get roll call, please?
Carlene?
Oh.
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, next on the agenda is public comments on agenda items. Do we have any public comments online? You can raise your hand or speak. There's like none. So what about anybody in the district office? Is there any public comments on agenda items? All right. Kirk or Austin, nothing where you guys are?
No hands are raised on the online side.
Okay, thank you. So hearing none, we will move down to student reports. Ellie?
So one of the things that we learned this year was having a Zoom class with Miss Lindsay because she would teach us about the 7 habits of happy kids, which I thought was cool. And some other things we liked were going to Anchorage, having a lock-in, and having the VPSO come over and teach us some things about fire safety. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you.
And next would be board reports. Does anybody have anything need to report on? Okay. Superintendent's report. Jack, you're up. Mr. Walsh.
Thank you. I sent an email to the board in the last couple of days with a number of things I said I would have in my report. And I apologize that I didn't then go ahead and print it out the way I thought I would to get it in the packet, but I'll get it to Cheryl. Here's the kinds of things I wanted to just say. Just wanted to thank Cheryl in particular and other people here in the district office for all their help in getting me here and in setting me up with all the different meetings and stuff. It's been great to get to know people and to get to work with you. You've got a good team here. There were other people like Dave Nielsen, Sherilyn Lundgren, Austin Reed, Kirk Feldauer, Hillary Seifert, and of course, you know, others who have just been helping me a lot. I appreciate Lynette Mack and Etta for what they did to help me over in King Cove. And I even got a chance to meet Marlene and Don while I was there. So I appreciated that. I wanted to say a special thank you to Amy Eubank. She's somebody that stepped up to really help us in these last few weeks. And I'm guessing she's been doing that for a lot of years. So thanks to her for everything she did and all the work she did. I held a Zoom meeting last week with all of the staff or any of the staff that was, you know, there. It was on the last day of school, which is always not the best timing, but I was really appreciative of the fact that people did come and shared ideas and, you know, asked questions and stuff. So I think it was a good thing to do before everyone left for the summer. And I appreciate, again, Cheryl helped set that up for me. I'm going through and learning a lot, and it's taken me a little bit of time to keep up with all the stuff that's going on. Earlier in your work session, I referred to the fact that we had in the minutes from last month, we were going to have Timmy Tullis here this week to do work with us. And so Timmy called into the meeting today, and we've got that scheduled tentatively for October 10th to 13th to do some training here in Sandpoint, probably. But for the board. And so you'll hear more about that as we move forward. You'll be dealing with contracts and personnel matters today. And, you know, again, I'm available to answer questions. We talked at some pretty good length this afternoon about that. And, you know, we there's other issues that I've been working with Clint on, and, you know, and just making sure we've got a handle on some of the stuff I'm walking into and trying to make sure we, you know, things Patrick and people were working on that we'll just try to finish up. So, you know, again, it's been a busy sort of time. I did want to make sure that people knew that I had been in contact with Patrick, and he's been very cooperative with me and helping me. He is going to be back in Sandpoint for till about June 10th. And so, you know, one of the things that had come up is he would like to be able to use the vehicle till June 10th. And Clint said that's probably, you know, a good idea to let him do that. So he has that to get around. But I know that that's, you know, at times people have asked questions about why. I think I'm just going to allow that to happen unless you tell me otherwise. And and other than that, I just really appreciate the things people have done to kind of welcome me and help me feel back at home. So I'll stop there. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Sure do appreciate you stepping in, Jack.
Yeah, thank you, Marla.
Does anybody have any questions? Okay. I have a question. What is your tentative date that you will be on site for more of the long term?
Yeah, so thanks for asking that. I probably should have mentioned that. I'll be leaving here tomorrow and available by email or phone or any of those ways that you would want to contact me. I haven't put it together. I keep promising I'll do it, but I have an engagement with my family in Texas in Abilene in like June 16th to 20th. One of my nieces is getting married. I'm going to Chicago after that, returning to Alaska around June 27th, I think. So I think almost immediately after that, I'll get on a plane and be here. So it'll be just before July 1st. And then I'll be here. I had another commitment in mid-July that, you know, again, I'll give you some dates on all of that stuff in an email. But I'll definitely be back, you know, right around July 1st, but probably as early as the 27th. And then I'll be here most of that month. In August, I don't have anything really that I'll be doing except being here. And September, I've got a wedding again in Wisconsin with another nephew. So I apologize for not having those dates together. I know some of them, and I'll get that to you as quickly as I can.
Well, thanks. That's fine. I was just curious when we know you had things going on before we brought you here, so that was not an issue at all. All right. Does anybody else have questions?
Can I say one other thing that probably should have been in my report? I just really appreciate you guys reaching out to me and asking about this. I'm grateful I can and lucky that I can step in to help where I can. This has been an important part of my life, working in Sandpoint, being here, and I've had friendships for the last 35 years as a result of it. And so, you know, I'm really counting on the board, and I'm going to ask my staff to do the same thing. If I'm doing things that make sense, please remind me to keep doing those. And if I'm doing stuff that's concern or things that are, you know, not exactly what you'd like me to do, please share that with me too, because right now is a time where we got to establish some things that will really help us move down the road and get things in good shape for when another superintendent comes in to take over for a number of years. So.
Okay, thank you. Next on the list is district correspondence. Is there anything that anybody would like to comment or poll for discussion? Okay. Then we'll move into the business manager's report. Dave.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board, Mr. Walsh. The business manager's report is in your packet, and I have nothing to add at this time.
Are there any questions for Dave?
I do, Rhett.
Okay, go ahead.
Dave, this is Hillary. I was just looking on page 30 of our report. I know the class of 2023, they were saying that they were going to use some of their senior money for close-up, and then they got the extra money from the borough where they went back, and they said they were going to get money back. Is that correct?
Through the chair. Yes, once all the expenditures are paid, then we'll prorate some of the funding back to the classes.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I was on mute. Sorry about that. Can we get a motion to approve the financial report? I was like, what, we're not approving it?
I'd like to make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Jade, second by Harlan.
Yes. There you go. Yep, yep.
Can I get a roll call?
Carla?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Next is department reports. I don't believe Kyle's on. No. So, Hillary, do you want to give your report?
Sure. So my report is in the board packet. I don't have anything to add at this time, unless anyone has any questions for me.
Are there any questions for Hillary?
I got none.
Okay, hearing none. How about Kirk? Do you have a report?
My report should be in the packet, and I have nothing further to add at this time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions for Kirk? Okay. New business. The third reading of FY23 budget. I believe we need a motion to put it on the floor, or?
Correct. This is Rita. I'll make a motion to put the fiscal year 23 budget on the floor.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
Motion by Rita, second by Hillary. Can we get roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, any discussion? No. Okay, I have a question. So if it's on the table for discussion and there's no more discussion at this time, do we, if the board wants to approve this budget, is that what we do next?
Motion to adopt.
We'd have to motion to adopt.
Okay, that's all right. Thank you. That's what I was checking. Okay, no. So can we get a motion to adopt?
I'll make a motion to adopt the FY23 budget.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
Okay, the motion to adopt is by Jade, second by Hillary. Can I get roll call, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rayet?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Next.
Thank you, Dave, for all your hard work.
You're very welcome.
One adopt down, and then one more. Do we have one more to go after that, or is this the final?
No, yeah. That's final once you adopt it.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, good job, Dave. Next is the school climate and connectedness survey. And so we had discussion at the workshop today that we were going to put this back on the schedule for to discuss in the fall, right?
Correct.
Okay. So then we're going to move down to high school health textbook adoption. Is Melanie on with us tonight?
I am here.
Okay. Can you just give us a brief overview before?
Certainly. The high school health committee, which included the high school health teachers at the various sites, as well as at school administrators and district administration, met starting back in October and then again in February, and went through a process of review and looked at several different health textbooks. The committee came up with a recommendation, which is Health for Life by Human Kinetics. And we was hoping that it could be approved by the school board for use for next school year.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion to adopt the high school health curriculum?
I'll make a motion to adopt the Health for Life high school health textbook.
This is Rita. I'll second.
Okay, the motion was made by Jade and seconded by Rita. Can I get a roll call, Cheryl?
Carlene? You're on mute, Carlene. Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Carlene? You're still on mute, Carlene.
Yes.
Yes.
Raya?
Yes.
Ellie? Yeah, sorry, Jade. Did I miss you?
Yeah.
Jade, sorry.
Yes.
Motion carries. Sorry, I got distracted there.
Okay, thank you. Next is the MAP growth progress data. And Paul, do you want to review yours first?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So yeah, it was nice sharing that with the board during the workshop. My data is in the packet. I don't really have anything to add in addition to what I discussed in the workshop, but just kind of to reiterate, we saw some pretty common trends from last year of upward growth, especially in our lower, so kindergarten through fourth grade, and then our upper grades. Grades 9 through 12, and that was, you know, with reading, language, and math kind of across the board. We still identified middle school as our area of greatest potential growth. So that's reflective in our scheduling and everything that we did at our school for incoming seventh graders. So the kids in sixth grade this year that finished up with Ms. Smith. Shout out to Lindsay Pinkelman, Mrs. Pinkelman. She helped a lot with that transition. Plan for those sixth graders, met with them multiple times, and helped us come up with that theme of a sixth grade shadow day, which is something we're going to do every year at King Cove School to help those kids transition. On May 2nd, during the in-service, we met as a staff, whole teaching staff, and reviewed spring benchmark growth data, celebrated like crazy, as we like to do whenever our kids show any kind of achievement. Whether it be academic, behavioral, whatever, we try to celebrate it whenever we can. So we gave out lots of map mugs, lots of nails, spikes, hammers. And I've talked about the board with that, what we do there with map mugs. It's pretty fun. Other than that, nothing else to add. We talked about percentages and growth, growth goals, instead of just being compared to the national norm. Comparing kids' individual scores with just themselves, against themselves, and making those individual connections with kids, and showing their differentiated growth as a celebration for just themselves, regardless of where they are stacked up against the national norm. So happy to take any other questions, but thank you for the time.
Does anybody have questions for Mr. Barker? Okay. Hillary, would you like to give SoundPoint's report?
Please? Sure. I gave an overview of the reports that Sarah had prepared at the workshop, and so I did want to give her an opportunity, since I did hear she is in the room there, if she would like to step up to the table and maybe give that summary herself, since she did prepare the report.
Thank you. The main thing in the report was just that there was quite a bit of growth, particularly in younger grades. If you saw in the summer, we had some kiddos go up as much as 20 percentiles, which is a lot. That doesn't mean just writ raw scores, it's percentiles. So they grew basically 20 times more than most kids their age. So that was impressive to see. And I think it's a testament to the hard work of a lot of the teachers in Sandpoint. So thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Does anybody have any questions?
It just seems like the math growth for the year is down. I mean,
the math, is that what you said?
Well, yeah, the math. Kindergarten is down 3rd, 4th, 6th, and 11th. They're all negative.
Yes, that's true. And I'm going to pull on the reading specialist card. Okay. So I don't know as much about what exactly happened in my scores.
And I see some of the reading is down too.
Some of them were, yes.
I mean, I haven't seen, my grandkids' report cards are wonderful, but that's all the grades that are off.
Yeah. I can also say that this was the first year we've done interventions this type of intervention in K-6.
Uh-huh.
And most of the kids who received intervention showed a lot of growth, but we're still working on the identification process and making it smooth for the kids.
Okay.
So I think we're going to see a lot more growth moving forward with that.
Does anybody else have any questions?
It says Kate, were these like kindergarten through 11th grade? You took these?
Yes, they are. And then it's the fall, winter, and spring scores, and then year growth that's shown at the end.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so next on the agenda is the Sandpoint Girls basketball fundraising request. So I will turn the floor back to Ms. Shaper.
Thank you. Like I said earlier in the workshop, first of all, I want to thank the board and the district for bringing in Alyssa Horn, who worked in both the Sandpoint and the Kinko communities. She did 10 days of camp here. It was really good to see the growth in the kids. And there is a report in there in the Sandpoint school one. As far as this request goes, I leave on Monday with the entire girls basketball team, all nine of them, to go to two basketball camps, 1 week in Anchorage and 1 week in Oklahoma. They've raised all of the funds for their flights on and off the island and flights to and from Oklahoma and their camp fees. This request is to cover just the last couple of like gas and any meals that aren't covered at basketball camp. So I just, yeah.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? So this is a action item and would require a vote. So do we have a motion to approve their fundraising request or their funding request?
This is Hillary. We talked to Dave in our workshop today to see if there was any money left over in our athletic budget. And the amount that she was asking for was $4,700. And there is money left over in our athletic budget. And they did raise $33,000. And I'd like to make a motion to approve the donation to the girls basketball team for $4,700.
This is Carla. I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Hillary and a second by Carla. Can I get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
I think we have one abstaining, right?
Yeah, I would just say that.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Carlene?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlin?
Sorry, mute. Yes. Yes.
Rita?
No.
Rayet?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries?
I think she put you on record as abstaining.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, I didn't know. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Next, we have personnel, and we have some new hires that we will need approval for.
We do. In your packet, there's a list of new hires, and it was Joel Bondolowski. For the principal position in Sandpoint, Jennifer Eubank to be a teacher in Sandpoint, Colton Mack to be a physical education teacher in Sandpoint, Douglas Gobin to be a science teacher in Sandpoint, and then Yesenia Cisneros to be the cook in King Cove. And those are the ones that are already in your packet. And There are still positions to be hired, but you know, at this point in time, those are the ones that we are ready to move forward with.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to approve the hires as stated by Jack and in our packet.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Rita and a second by Hillary. Can I get roll call, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, next we have resignations. It looks like we have two resignations. Tracy DiPola and Carmen Newman, both in King Cove. Is there a motion to accept the resignations?
I'll make a motion to accept the resignations.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
A motion by Jade, second by Hillary. Can we get roll call? Cheryl?
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Ellie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Next is public comments on non-agenda items. Are there any public that wish to make comments at this time? Hearing none. Is there no hands online raised, Kirk or Austin?
Give me 1 second to check.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul Barker has his hand raised. Paul, would you like to make a comment?
Thank you, Austin. Here, let me see if I can figure out how to put my hand down. Yes. okay, so I just wanted to make a comment. I should have made this earlier, but it's okay that it's at the end. On May 14th, we held Mrs. Calver's retirement party, and it was just such a joyous day. I really want to thank the board from the bottom of my heart for supporting her to have that computer. I know that there's a lot of thought behind it, and she just loved it. She got to open it in front of everybody, and she was almost in tears. And what she was really in tears with was the plaque that Cheryl worked really hard on, and we just really appreciate that too. It was just such a joyous day. The community and the school together at the City Gym, where Annette loves and, you know, has a lot of roots, obviously. So we're going to miss her, but it was a joyous day. I was very happy. So I just wanted to make that comment and express my gratitude to the board for everything they did to support her.
Thank you, Paul. Is there anybody else with hand raised in the public? Or in the district office? Nope. Okay. Next is board comments. I'm going to start with the district office. Does anyone want to go first? Okay.
This is Hillary. I'd just like to go off of Paul Barker's comment for Mrs. Calver. I'd like to thank her for her years of commitment to our school district. We are going to miss her. There's going to be some big shoes to fill over there in King Cove. I know all of her students are going to miss her. And I just want to thank her for her years of service with our district. And also, I'd like to thank Mr. Walsh for coming in and being our chief administrator. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Hillary.
I'd like to thank all the teachers for the school year, too, because since it's the end of the school year, a lot of them are gone. But I just like to thank them for this school year. We have a few not coming back. So I'd like to big shout out to all the teachers. They made it through year 21-22. Yay. Thank you.
Carla or Jade, comments?
I want to echo Hillary on Annette. Thanks, Annette, for her, and congratulations, Annette, on her retirement. That's exciting. And thank her for her many, many years of service. And also to thank all the staff members in the schools for stepping up at the end of the year to help finish things here. I know for here, for sure, we appreciate all their extra work, and the even outgoing staff members, everybody pitched in, it seemed like, here, and appreciate that. So thank you all.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Annette Calvert and Amy Eubank, who stepped up and did a great job in school. Seemed like it went pretty smooth when it could have been kind of crazy.
Okay, let's see. Harlan, do you have anything?
I'll just echo what everybody else is saying. Thank you, Jack, again. That's all I got.
And Rita?
First, I'd like to thank Patrick Mayer for his years of service as AEBSD superintendent since July 2019. We appreciate all his contributions in moving the district forward these past years. Second, I'd like to welcome our chief school administrator, Jack Walsh. Thank you very much for hitting the road running, basically. We look forward to working with you. I know that I'm definitely excited. I think we have a lot we can learn from you as well. I'd like to say thank you to all of our staff for another amazing school year. We truly appreciate all the teachers, principals, admin team, our aides, our janitors, everybody, as we know that it definitely takes all of our community support to pull together another successful year. So we truly do appreciate everybody. I'd like to congratulate our graduates of class of 2022, as well as the 2026 promotion graduates. We wish you all the best in whatever the future holds. And then to definitely reiterate with a big thank you to Mrs. Calver for her 31 years of service. It's pretty amazing, and it did sound like it was a great turnout. I was sad to miss it, but it sounded like an amazing event, and she truly appreciated it. And I'm actually kind of secretly, I'm just going to say that I wasn't there, because I know I would have been crying if I see her cry. I'm such a big sucker if I see somebody cry. And just that I know that her heart was so much into helping our, not only our community, King Coast, but when any other community came over, she welcomed them, whether it be a basketball, volleyball. She was the voice, you know, hollering in the, you know, announcing everybody's names. And so I don't think that we're truly going to know until next year or the year after that truly on how much she actually did behind the scenes with all these little things that she, you know, she could have just did without us even knowing. So I would definitely like to say a big thank you very much, Mrs. Calver, and we truly wish you nothing but the best. And last but not least, I'd like to definitely thank our board for your dedication and commitment this year, as we've had such a busy year. But I feel like that we have made progress in improving the quality education of all of our students. It has been a tough year, but I really think that we
we have made good big strides this year. So I just want to say thank you to you guys as well. And that's it, Rhea. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Rita. Carlene?
Yeah, thank you to all the teachers this year. Thank you to all the students. Or good luck to all the students. Congratulations for hopefully passing to the next grade. And I'd like to thank Patrick for all he did. And welcome, Jack. We look forward to working with you. And also to all the fellow board members. It's kind of been a crazy, crazy year. So good job for sticking in there.
Okay. So I just want to reiterate what everybody said to Annette, just congratulations on her retirement and wish her the best. Hopefully she gets to find some place to relax and put her feet up. And welcome, Mr. Walsh. I don't know if I can call you Jack Formula or not. Mr. Walsh forever is one thing what your name is, but we appreciate you coming on board and jumping in as quickly as we needed you. We know that, you know, you have life happening, so just know that's appreciated. And congratulations to all the graduates and all our sites, and I wish them the best. So, like last meeting, I said thank you to all the teaching staff and the school staff who did an amazing job and stuck through it through the year. And now we're at the end, and I'm excited to see what next school year will bring. So that's all I have. Thank you. Oh, and with that, let's see what's next on the agenda. Okay. I got an iPad, my Surface, and my phone all operating at the same time so I can be prepared. So agenda items for next meeting. The calendar. One of the things I've brought up multiple times is I really want handwriting and keyboarding to have a formal discussion and getting it back into our schools. And I think it needs to be on the agenda to do that, I'm assuming. I would prefer to see it implemented at some point in our school year, this upcoming school year, but I know it's a process. I think that we're doing a disservice by our kids not having those formally taught to them. So I would like to see it on the agenda and maybe as a workshop discussion.
I'm writing and keyboarding.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And then all the scholarship stuff should be done and out by then.
Yeah. We'll need to meet. Carlene, Lindsay, and myself will need to meet and review the scholarship applications. And we'll have to have a special meeting to approve those, I would think. Yes? That's normally how we do it. And I know we've talked about a few special meetings, so maybe if we have a few items that need to be covered, that would be a good time to do all those things, or at least a couple of them.
Was it only a special meeting that we were talking about for June?
Yeah, well, do we have enough items for a regular June meeting, or if it's not listed, it's not listed, can we have a regular meeting in June, or does it have to be considered a special meeting?
Yeah,
it's in the board policy that says how many regular meetings a year, and I think that would put us outside of the number of regular meetings, so it'd be okay. Special.
So it'd be a special.
If you search that thing, it should show
seven.
Seven, yeah. Regular.
Okay. We definitely have those.
Okay. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, Rhea. I think there will be things that we need to deal with in June if we could. It sounds like there's some grant applications that have to be processed by June. There's some hiring that we're in the middle of. There's some other things that are going to, you know, make this agenda. I like that you said, you know, to talk about the keyboarding or handwriting. It's possible that one of you might suggest, you know, if Jenny Leffing was available, maybe we could do the school climate connectedness stuff that early. We did earlier today talk about the contract for a counselor, and you know, we'd have to revisit that after you got some other information. So, you know, that might be something I'd want to, you know, make sure that we thought about for the agenda.
Okay. So, but for our regular meeting would be in August, right? That would be our next regular meeting. Did you grab, you have a calendar, Cheryl, with the agenda items?
Yes. Yeah, the governance calendar.
Yeah.
There's nothing for August. It just says business as needed, but there are bullet points for September. So I don't know if we want to try to get ahead of it or if we can.
Okay. I'm assuming
curriculum
that
committee curriculum committee,
if right. We're gonna do another curriculum review, whatever next policies we need to review, maybe that would be a good time to do that. If we don't
for
have
the 6,000,
we don't
we're
have
the 6,000.
Okay, if we don't have a full work session or meeting. Maybe we can do it the same way we did where everybody reviews it and it's on that Google Doc and we can put notes or on there just to kind of streamline the process. Is anybody opposed to that way or do you guys prefer reading it on the screen? Just checking. Okay. So, other than that, I think date, time, and location. What's the schedule? What does the schedule say for our next meeting?
We didn't schedule. We didn't pre-schedule them yet. So that's something we can still discuss.
It's not on our board or on the calendar that we adopted.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So I know that I am traveling for work the 15th through the 19th of August. And so I'm on each end of those. I'm sure it's a couple days also. So those dates are pretty much out for me. I'll be at a conference that week.
And I'm gone the 24th to the 30th, I think.
Rhea, if I could.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting next to Cheryl, who's got the list about the board meetings, and you said that you're limited to seven. And it only lists board meetings in September, October, November, January, February, March, and April. Those are the 7 months. So they're, you know, on what you're saying, we might have to have a special meeting in August, but the regular meetings seem to be at other times, right?
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I just know because it came up. I just wanted to make sure I said what I'm.
I have another page to it, but yeah, that's true.
So
it, not every month.
So it shows September, October, November, and points that you're going to do. Then January, February, March, and April, and May. And so that's 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've gone over
4, 5, 6. Actually. Actually, that's 8.
I think we've kind of overpassed
20 years. We can update our policy too. Mm-hmm. Our meeting policy. There's a start time too. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to start at 6:30.
Yeah, I agree.
So August, an August meeting would be if as needed. then it would be a special meeting. Okay. Well, maybe just take note of those dates so that if we do need it, at least you have, you know, a little bit of information.
And would you like me to try to schedule board meetings throughout those 7 months and see if that works for the board, you know, have them planned out beforehand?
Well, the October one would be,
I guess, yeah, with Timmy.
With Timmy.
Yeah, just mark it off.
I always prefer to be able to see mine ahead of time rather than trying to plan it month to month, but that's just me. I know it's been done kind of more by board availability. So it kind of whatever the board feels works best. Anyone have a
plan? Can we set a date in June, do you think? Do we know our availability for June for a special meeting?
I'm not sure. I think Mr. Walsh needs to be able to have some time to, because some of the topics will depend on that too, correct? The sure. Stuff that we have to discuss. So I think when he's ready, he can give us the go ahead. Unless the scholarship stuff comes up quicker, or when you guys need that, we can always just have a board meeting, special meeting real quick for the approve the scholarships. So there's no decisions on any of these. We're just we're playing it by ear. Okay. All right. Next on the agenda is executive session to review the board self-evaluation. We will need a motion to enter into executive session. This is my question. It's not a suggestion, just a question. Would it be helpful if we went into executive session and was able to review this and then maybe invited Mr. Walsh in after so that, I mean, he can see where our board evaluation went to, or no? I don't. Owen, Rita, do you have any suggestion? No? Okay. Do we have a motion to go into executive session?
I'll make a motion to move into executive session.
I'll second it. It's Hillary.
Motion by Jade, a second by Hillary. Can I get a roll call, please?
Carla?
Yes.
Harlan?
Harlan said he may had to step away. He has something else going on, so he had texted me.
Okay. Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Harriet?
Yes.
Motion carries. I'll go look at the laptop in the Sadie's office again. Austin's the host, so he can start moving people in.
Thanks, everybody.